As General Secretary of the Communist Party, Stalin was regarded as a mere paper shuffler. Flashier, cleverer communists like Kamenev and Zinoviev thought they could use Stalin as a counterweight to Trotsky, but the joke was on them. Stalin secured his power by setting up a cult of personality around the deceased Lenin, with himself as the humble high priest, and Trotsky as the Judas figure who supposedly betrayed the wonderful Lenin. Segment 23C, The Time of Terror, explains the two almost totally separate reigns of terror Stalin had upon securing his power in 1929. The first wave of terror from 1929 to 1932 was tied to fulfillment of the first five-year plan, in which all of agriculture was turned into one big collective farm. The victims of this wave tended to be well-off peasants called kulaks. The Communist Party was left largely intact. The second wave of terror, 1934 to 1939, was aimed more generally at the Communist Party and Soviet society in general. It took place before a backdrop of Germany's frightening rise to power and the bizarre anti-Comintern Pact.